28 October, 1881. I begin this journal in high, if somewhat desperate, hopes. I mean to make it a record of my deliverance. If it becomes something other than that, it shall have served as my epitaph, a bookmark or a bookend. The story can begin at no other spot than the coach making its slow and arduous process up the alpine slope to the town of Davos, where I am to winter. Riding in the rocking carriage beside me were my wife Fanny, my stepson Lloyd, and Woggin, a black-and-white Skye terrier as badly behaved as a dog can be. From the time we arrived in the Swiss canton of Graubünden, Fanny herself had not been well, her dark features made even darker by the altitude. At such a height as this, 1,600 meters above sea level, she wears a perpetual scowl and complains of headaches and shortness of breath. In her native California, she says she lived in arid lands hot as Hades and flat as a griddle. As for Lloyd, he is as restless as any young man of 15 might be at finding himself abruptly cut off from his school friends and familiar surroundings. Only Woggin remains unchanged, standing on his hind legs and hanging his head out the window, barking at any cow or sheep or goat that has the gall to stray from its paddock and come close to the road. The road itself, smooth but narrowly cut, might just as well be called the Via Dolorosa of Switzerland, as most of those who travel it are, like me, invalids clinging to their last hope of a cure. Men and women, and even children, whose lungs, like mine, have hemorrhaged time and again, whose handkerchiefs bear the indelible scarlet stains of their disease, whose frames are racked by coughing fits and night sweats, and whose days are as numbered as the pages of any book. Many are the times when I have unexpectedly come upon a glimpse of myself in a mirror, and seen not the bold adventurer I envision, but a walking skeleton, a pale, stooping wraith with bulging brown eyes and drooping moustache. No Scottish laird here, no swashbuckling hero like those my imagination creates. I am a virtual ghost of a man, haunting the world while still alive. I could not have come to a more suitable spot for ghosts. The air is calm and altogether without odour. No scent of heather or bog plant, no...